With us on Nevada Wild and KKFT is Dean Capuano of Swarovski Optics. Dean, how are you? And I haven't seen Dean in 4 or 5 years. It's good to see you. Yeah. We'll get caught up here.
Yeah, no, great to be back. And I was actually just thinking that coming over here, we haven't spoken. And I mean, we've seen each other and talked, but we haven't spoken on the radio. And it's at least 4 or 5 years. And last time was right around the corner here in Reno. And so it's good to be back. It's been good in Vegas the last few years, but it's nice to be kind of the big fish in the little pond, so to speak, again.
So let's get caught up. And one of the things that I want to do is, because I've always asked you about the optics, the binos, spotting scopes and everything, we haven't really talked that much about rifle scopes.
Yep.
And I know you have a brand new one.
Yes, sir.
So well, let's get back to something I saw at your booth. And that is a spotting scope was like looking through binoculars with a 2 eyepiece through a spotting scope.
Yep.
Is that an attachment to magnification?
It's an attachment. So about 3 or 4 years ago now, we introduced our modular telescope system. So what it allows you to do is buy one eyepiece and then have 3 or 4 different objectives. So actually we've got a 65, an 85, and a 95 objective. But what we did last year was we developed what we call the BTX eyepiece. And what that allows you to do is use both eyes to look through the spotting scope. And what it does, I mean, everybody who's used a spotting scope for a long time understands that, you know, as you look through a spotting scope for a couple hours and have one eye closed and, you know, you get the eye fatigue, or, you know, if you're in a situation where you might have, like out in California and out west when things heat up a little bit, you get a lot of mirage. Well, looking through with 2 eyes, your brain processes that mirage a little bit better to give you that super clear image. So to have both eyes through the spotting scope is just a huge advantage and much more comfortable over time.
Oh, I can imagine. You said 2 hours, maybe 2 hours over a 4 or 5 hour period, because yeah. I actually sold my spotting scope. It wasn't a Swarovski, I will say, but I sold it because I just didn't like looking down and through with that one eye. Give me maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and I'm done looking through that. Got to take a rest and then look again.
And it makes a huge difference with spotting game as well. I mean, think about it. You're out there trying to spot an animal at 1,000 yards in the brush, just looking for a little flicker of, you know, tail or ear or piece of antler or anything like that. Now you're able to use 2 eyes, and your brain's processing all that at double the amount that it would with 1 eye. So it really is a huge advantage optically.
I had somebody say to me just in the last 24 hours, the best sand is in Japan. It wasn't the start of a song or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. That sounded a little bit like a country song.
Yeah, we could take it. You know, we'll work on that off air. Dean Capuano is with me from Swarovski Optics. And Swarovski, of course, the preeminent, the premier glass. And how does Swarovski not just keep up it in R&D? What do you do to improve? You know, there's the old saying about building a better mousetrap. How do you improve on what you already have?
Yep, we've got a saying in our company, and it's one of our founders' motto, really, is to constantly improve what is good. And, you know, I think over the years, people know our reputation for the quality of glass, but that's one thing that I love about this company, being with them the last 20 years, is we never really rest on our laurels. We're always looking at new and innovative ways to not only develop new product, but also develop the product that we're going to keep in the line. And, you know, I often get asked, our stuff is expensive. There's no way around that. And I often get asked, you know, why is it so expensive? And, you know, obviously that's a lot of reasons, but, you know, I usually start off by saying, if I were to give you one reason, it's the quality of the glass and the quality of the coatings on the lenses. So, you know, you could have the most perfectly cut ground piece of glass in the world, but it's really what you do to that glass, what coatings you put on it, that really allows the light and the image to transmit through it. So that's one thing we're always looking at, as far as, you know, how can we develop our coatings even further to get, you know, better color, better resolution, better light transmission, all those kind of things. So we're always developing that. But, you know, certainly with the product, one thing we've done a lot better as a company the last few years is really listen to the market. You know, what does the market want for new product? I mean, we've seen it with guns. We've seen it with ammunition. People are shooting farther and longer than they ever have. And, you know, obviously we are very conscious to make ethical shots in the field. Mm-hmm. So we want to make product that these hunters can go out in the field. And if they're comfortable at taking these shots at longer distance, we've got the product that they can do it with.
Speaking of product and speaking of price, though, there is the saying which has stuck with me over the years. I've not always followed it, I'm sorry to say, but is only a rich man can afford cheap merchandise.
Yep.
So you may go through your, I won't mention any brands, you may go through a couple of products over a 10 or 15 year period. I think if you've ever looked through a Swarovski, you'll always say to yourself, why didn't I just buy that then? I could have bought a Swarovski, a pair of binos, or whatever it may be, had I just done that at first.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things we take pride in at the company is, you know, our product and our the consumer experience with our brand is it's the sum of all the parts. Okay, it's yes, it's about the product and about the innovation, but also it's the way we take care of our consumer on the back end. When you buy a piece of Swarovski optic, it's you're becoming part of our family. So we know. People out in the field, we go on, you just walk around the show here at SCI and see some of these sheep hunts and goat hunts and these hunts that you're out there using the product. And if something does go wrong, our warranty, our customer service, we stand behind the product 150%. And like you said, you could buy a lower end brand and buy three or four of them. But really, when you're buying a piece of Swarovski, you're buying it for the lifetime of really you, never mind the product. You're going to have it for a long, long time. And if something goes wrong with it, we're going to stand behind it 150%.
I want to ask you about rifle scopes. If we could take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and we will talk Swarovski rifle scopes with Dean Capuano here in just a moment.